No, you can't wear your Lightning McQueen shirt again. How to build flexibility. If you've met one individual with autism, you've met one individual with autism. Autism speaks. In this age of labeling people, we have to be very cautious about expecting all those with the same label as having all the same characteristics. I have worked with many children, teens, and adults diagnosed with autism. Each one is unique, has his or her own likes and dislikes, and is impacted by symptoms in his or her own unique way. Some are very resistant to unexpected changes, and others relish trying new things. So please do not think that I paint all individuals with a diagnosis of autism with a broad brush. I definitely do not. But I will be discussing some of the behaviors I've seen in my clients in this and future podcasts. One of the distinguishing characteristics of applied behavior analysis is that we individualize treatments according to our clients' personalities, passions, dislikes, and needs, both skill acquisition needs and behavior reduction needs. With that said, some of my clients and their parents have struggled with inflexibility. This inflexibility can be seen in only wanting to wear one specific set of clothes, go to only one restaurant, eat only one favorite food, and so forth. Signs of inflexibility can also be seen when parents have to change plans at the last minute. Often, when pushed outside their comfort zones, for instance, encouraging children to wear different shirts, or go to different restaurants, or wait an additional hour to take part in plans that were supposed to occur an hour earlier, unwanted behaviors can occur. Crying, yelling, throwing things, hitting, and so forth. Now, parents can be broken down by these behaviors and will often bend over backwards to not make waves. The parents don't want to deal with the behaviors that can ensue when there are requested changes or unexpected changes, so they will work extremely hard to avoid the situations that bring on the behaviors. In fact, I've known parents who have become homebound because their children engage in such behaviors when leaving the home for a family outing. This accommodating behavior by parents sets up the children and family for rigidity that is increasingly difficult to deal with. While all parents try to work to avoid problems at one time or another so they don't cause their children distress or themselves distress, you can become a prisoner of inflexibility very quickly, which is not good for the children or for the parents. We don't have control over everything in our lives, so surprises will occur. It is inevitable. It is better to prepare your children for the unexpected when they are young. I know that parents who are experiencing this now will dread what I'm going to suggest. That's understandable. If there is already a pattern of behavior that you are working to avoid, it is going to take mustering your resolve to address it. But the future will be brighter for your child and you if you address it now. And it doesn't have to be traumatic. Let's talk about a few common situations. First, let's discuss a child who insists on wearing the same shirt to school every day. A Lightning McQueen shirt may be a crowd pleaser, but this requires parents to wash the shirt every night so it will be clean and fresh for school the next day. Over time, it will be exhausting. So what can we do? To reduce trauma, buy a few Lightning McQueen shirts and give your child the choice between two shirts. Because they are both Lightning McQueen shirts, it should reduce the pushback. But your little one may want the original one. Begin by giving your child the choice between the favorite shirt that he or she has been insisting on wearing and the new one. It may help to buy a new one with more bells and whistles. Naturally, your child may choose the old favorite. Be good-natured and allow him or her to wear the old one. The next day, pull out two new ones and give your child a choice. If asked where the other one is, you can tell him or her that it isn't one of the choices for this morning. And in fact, do something special with your child the night before so you won't have time to wash the shirt. Then you can tell him or her that you didn't get to wash it because you played Candyland the night before. You'll probably get some pushback, but hold your ground. Again, having really cool alternatives can help lessen the pushback time. Once your child has chosen the new shirt, reward him or her. Say, "You did such a good job picking out a new shirt today. I will make sure I get your old shirt washed for tomorrow." Then, give your child a choice the next day between the old favorite and the new shirt. But, every other day, omit the old favorite as a choice. Once your child is choosing a new shirt reliably, bring in another shirt with a favored character and make it one of two choices. Continue in this way until your child is showing more willingness to try new things. While it is effortful at first, things will get easier and it will be more sustainable for you and your child. Let's talk about family outings. Many of my young clients have resisted outings to unfamiliar places, such as restaurants. Some parents drag their children kicking and screaming to an eatery, only to have to leave in embarrassment because of ensuing tantrum behavior. Parents need time away from home, and so do children. And this behavior can quickly make the family homebound. We must address this for the child's well-being and that of his or her family. What can be done? First, you need to make these first few outings your child's preferences. For example, if your child likes to go to the park to play, make that the first stop. After 20 minutes, say, "Let's get some ice cream. Wouldn't that be good?" Of course, you will use whatever enticement will work with your child. This will make transitioning from the preferred activity to a slightly less preferred activity easier. Then, go to a very child-friendly place for ice cream. Stay only a few minutes and head back to the playground for 15 minutes of play before heading home for his or her favorite activity at home. It could be cartoons, video game, and so forth. You have just successfully navigated your first outing. Next time, go to the park for only 15 minutes and then transition to the ice cream location, but stay a little longer this time. Then, head home for a favorite activity. In this way, you are showing your child that trying new things is really great, and you can begin to bring in other eateries, such as a place that serves hot dogs or hamburgers. The key is to focus on your child's least offensive activities first, and slowly bring in new experiences. Always end with a reinforcing activity. When you build up to a family restaurant night, take your phone and have a video game on it that your child can play that is only available to him or her in that particular restaurant, never anywhere else. He or she is given the phone as a reward for making it into the restaurant. Allow your child to choose what he or she prefers to eat. Don't insist on foods that you would prefer him or her to eat. Let your child enjoy the outing. You can build up to nutritious eating when flexibility is being demonstrated by your child on a regular basis. Well, you get the idea. Building flexibility slowly into your child's life will ensure that your child is not floored by the unexpected. He or she will be able to more easily go with the flow. And all the avoiding behaviors you've engaged in will slowly go by the wayside, and you'll feel much less stress when things occur that you have no control over. Thank you for listening today. If you have questions or you have a topic that you'd like me to discuss, please email me at harla@understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I always maintain my listeners' confidentiality. And if you have a moment, please check out my website at understandingyourchildsbehavior.com. I look forward to hearing from you.